Thanks very much, Nate. Guys, fellas, how y'all doing? This is Chris Gardner of the Houston Round Ball Review, reporting for what's going on with Nate Brown and the crew. Well, guys, we got an NBA Finals series. Got a great matchup so far, depending on your perspective, of course. Three games have been completed. The Toronto Raptors lead the Golden State Warriors 2-1 in the series. Yes, the Warriors have been shorthanded these first three games. But in the end, you got to deal with the hand that you're dealt. And the Raptors have taken advantage of injuries to Kevin Durant, Klay Thompson, and Kevon Looney for the Warriors to lead the series 2-1. Golden State has scored 109 points in each of the first three games, but they trail in the series 2-1 because their defense has let them down, because the Raptors have lit up the Warriors with 118 points in game one and 123 points in game three, and both those wins for the Raptors. Difference in the series has been the supporting cast. In game two in Toronto, DeMarcus Cousins stepped up with big minutes, big production, scoring and assisting on points. Quinn Cook knocked down clutch three pointers for the Warriors in that game, which the Warriors won. But in game three, Danny Green stepped up. Kyle Lowry stepped up. Danny Green knocked down 6 3 pointers. Kyle Lowry knocked down 5 3 pointers. The Raptors as a team knocked down 17 threes in the game three victory. Contrast that, DeMarcus Cousins went from very good in game two to very bad in game three. He was 1 for 7 from the floor. He couldn't move. His legs let him down. He didn't have any lift. And Marc Gasol took it to him. Marc Gasol has also been a factor in this series. In game one, in game three, he was aggressive. Raptors win. In game two, he wasn't aggressive. Raptors lose. Same thing for Pascal Siakam. Game one, game three, he was aggressive. Raptors win. Game two, he was less of a factor, almost a non-factor. Warriors win. So it comes down to supporting cast. Steph Curry's been great. He scored 47 in game three. Didn't have much help. Warriors lost. It's a team game, fellas. We can talk about stars and the stars shine, but you also need help from your teammates. Steph hasn't had it. Obviously, Klay Thompson missed game three because of the strain left hamstring. Warriors still have been without Kevin Durant for the first three games with a right calf strain. There's some hope that both Klay and KD will be able to play in game four, and that will obviously help the Warriors' chances of winning on offense and defense, because let's talk about the defense. Klay Thompson is one of the best two-way players in the NBA, and without him on the floor, it messes up the rotations. You have to play certain players more minutes. You had to start Sean Livingston in game three. He was a non-factor for the Warriors in game three. So those little things add up. Sean Livingston in his 17 minutes was only 1 for 4 in game three. And his defense, he could defend like he used to. You look at it, the Raptors are aggressive. The Raptors in game three, they're starting five combined for 106 of the 123 points that they scored. In fact, the Warriors bench outscored the Raptors bench in game three. But when you're starting five scores nearly outscores the Warriors, 106 for the Raptors starting five to the Warriors 109 as a team, that is a problem for the Warriors. The Warriors defense has to get better. That should improve if you got your healthy roster. Obviously, Kevon Looney with his costal cartilage fracture in his collarbone, he's out for this series, so he is a versatile athletic big man. Being out is going to hurt Golden State, because then you have to rely on slower-footed DeMarcus Cousins and even slower-footed Andrew Bogut as your big man in this series for the Warriors, and that's going to be a problem, especially if you have Marc Gasol being much more aggressive and active to look to score in the post and be an effective role man on the pick-and-rolls going against the Warriors' defense. Game four is Friday, still in the Bay Area. We'll see if KD and Klay are playing. Klay says he's going to play. Steve Kerr says Klay will play. Still not certain if KD will play. He's getting closer and closer to returning to the floor for game four. The Warriors are going to need both of them to win this series, because it's clear that the Raptors are not afraid of Golden State. They've handled the Warriors' punches in runs. They've answered the runs. The biggest issue why this series isn't 3-0 for Toronto is because of Golden State's 18-0 run in the third quarter of game two, when the Raptors' offense just seemed to bog down and have no clue how to attack the Warriors. But for the most part in these three games, Toronto's offense has been much, much better than Golden State's defense. And that factor is going to have to change if the Warriors three-peat and win this championship. We're 2 weeks away from the NBA draft. We're getting closer and closer to free agency in July, which means we're getting closer and closer to some sort of resolution with the Pelicans and Anthony Davis involving trade talks. AD and his people still seem set on being traded from New Orleans. So New Orleans and new GM David Griffin are weighing trade offers. So we'll see who wins that sweepstakes, be it the Celtics, Lakers, Clippers, Brooklyn. It's fun times in the NBA for followers of the NBA, fans of the NBA, media cover the NBA. So I'm looking forward to all those great things taking place in the next few weeks. I'm Chris Gardner of the Houston Roundball Review, website HoustonRoundballReview.com. Reporting for what's going on and Nate Brown Jr. with the crew. Guys, back to you. Thanks very much.